Yes, you are listening to Brain Damage. And just moments ago, you heard That's Pep by Devo. And now it's time to play That's Sexist. That's right. And on this segment, of course, we go around and...
What do we do, Nathan?
We state things that are sexist, pretty much.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the segment.
That's the segment.
So
self-explanatory.
So, yeah. For example, we say something that's sexist, and then we get a load of...
That's sexist!
Mm.
So, yeah, that's the general gist.
All right, do you want to get straight into it? I got one here.
Take it away, Nick.
All right, my first sexist individual for the sexist file for tonight, Bill Heffernan.
That's sexist!
Yes, that's right. Liberal Senator Bill Heffernan got into trouble recently for describing Deputy Labor Leader Julia Gillard as deliberately barren. Deliberately barren, Bill Heffernan. Surely the grammatically and politically correct term would be baroness. In fact, surely Miss Gillard has a right to stake her claim to any title of nobility she chooses. It won't make it any more factually correct, because let's face it, as an unmarried woman, Julia Gillard is unlikely to ever become a functioning contributor to our society, let alone someone worthy of admission to the aristocracy.
That's sexist!
Nick Godfrey, ladies and gentlemen, on mic number four.
I'm just saying it like it is.
That's okay. On mic number two, we have David M. Green.
Yeah, don't know why you're pointing that out. Why don't you tell us the name?
No, that was your cue to please go.
All right. Something I noticed that's sexist about our so-called non-sexist society, often mistaken for the common box jellyfish, the Portuguese man-o-war.
That's sexist!
And?
That's sexist!
We have another one for that?
That's sexist!
Anytime!
Yeah, sure.
It's racist!
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Let me address them each in turn. Firstly, the Portuguese man-o-war?
That's racist!
No,
that's the sexist
other way. Just stay away from the... Come on, people! I'm sure approximately 50% of these sea-dwelling invertebrates are female. If not, then I can predict the inevitable doom of the species. Why are their painful stings and tentacles only associated with men? I vow, if I ever find out the jerk responsible for that blunder, I'll electrocute him or her and throw them in a vat of ink. As for the whole Portuguese thing, they're not so tough. They didn't even participate in World War II, arguably the coolest of all wars. Portugal just clung there on the side of Europe like some kind of slippery siphonophore. Actually, maybe that's where the name came from. In any case...
That's sexist!
Hmm.
Would you like the other one, since I'm screwing up so much?
No, that's good. Just move
on. Okay, all right. Nathan Sherrod.
Yes. Well, I'm thinking that maybe one example is Big Brother.
That's sexist!
Why can't it be Big Sister, huh? That's it.
Astute observation,
it's
Nathan.
It's pretty straightforward. You know, why Big Brother, huh? Answer me that.
Because it's based on the 1984 novel by George Orwell.
So now we're going back even further in time, sexism occurring all through the ages.
So what do you say to Mr. George Orwell, Nathan?
I say that's sexist.
That's sexist!
Do you have one you'd like to share with us?
I do. Look, I'm not gonna beat around the bush, guys. I'm gonna get straight to it. There's a little insect called a cockroach.
That's sexist!
Now, I think it'd be
prudent... I think that's self-evident, man.
Yeah.
Do you want me to do one?
Yeah, please do.
Okay, my next target of, bastion of inequality, you could say, in our supposedly equal society, Playboy magazine.
That's sexist!
Yes, that's right, my old bunny-headed, bow-tie-wearing foe. Sure, Hugh Hefner's magazine provides attractive spreads of a bevy of nude, cosmetically enhanced, blonde-headed women conveying unrealistic standards of female body image. No problem there. But hang on a second, what if I wish to ogle the chiseled abs and firm buttocks that only the male physique can provide? What then, Mr. Hefner, you polygamous old pornographer? The lack of equality here makes me sick to my stomach. So sick, in fact, that I think I might go visit a public toilet in the South Parklands right now.
That's sexist!
Yeah, that's all.
I believe they do have a Playgirl.
Oh, really?
So I've heard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Not quite as popular as the Playboy franchise.
But I guess that's a bit more equal.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, disregard that last one, kindly listener.
All right, further evidence of our so-called unsexist society. The popular expression, son of a bitch.
That's sexist!
Yes, yeah, certainly is. Bitches can't have daughters now? When did that happen? I didn't realise all females on this planet of ours are only capable of bearing bouncing baby boys. Also, bitch, that's a female dog. That's sexist.
That's sexist.
Yeah. And sexism will continue to take place when people stub their toe or find out their wife is sleeping with their best friend or when they're reminded yet again there's still no cranberry sauce available at Subway until the expression daughter of a dog is equally commonplace. Isn't that right, Nate, bitch?
Yeah, I've never been called that before and I have to say I like it.
Well, I think we have to say it now. It would be sexist otherwise.
That's right. Would you like an example from me?
You have another one?
I do. She's all that.
That's sexist.
Why can't he be all that? That's it.
Very concise tonight, aren't you?
And, I'm to the point.
And so ends another wonderful segment of...
I got another one.
Well, unfortunately, time has escaped us, Nick.
Are you joking? I'm sorry. So funny.
Well, this is so pretty funny too, what you're about to play there, Matty B.
How do you know what I'm going to play?
I
could play the theme to Battlestar Galactica for all you know.
Yeah, that wouldn't be sexist though, would it?
No.
Of course. I wanna be a cowboy.
That's sexist.
And you can be my cowgirl.
That's sexist.
I wanna be a cowboy.
That's sexist.
And you can be my cowgirl.
That's sexist.
I wanna be a cowboy.
That's sexist.